The conflict that later became known as the Hundred Years' War did not begin with a single insult, a sudden invasion, or one dramatic declaration of hostility. It emerged slowly from a dense web of dynastic claims, feudal obligations, economic rivalries, territorial ambitions, and personal resentments that had accumulated over generations. When war finally erupted between England and France in 1337, neither side could have imagined that the struggle would continue, with interruptions and uneasy truces, for more than a century. The rulers who initiated the conflict expected a contest that might be resolved through a few campaigns, a negotiated settlement, or the defeat of a rival king. Instead, their decisions opened a prolonged period of warfare that transformed the political identities of both kingdoms and reshaped the medieval world. To understand why the war began, it is necessary to look beyond the battlefield and examine the unusual relationship that had developed between the English and French monarchies. The kings of England were not simply foreign rulers watching events across the English Channel. For centuries, they had also been major landholders in France. This created an unstable situation in which the King of England could be a sovereign ruler in his own kingdom while simultaneously acting as a vassal of the French king for territories held on the European mainland. Medieval political relationships were often built on personal loyalties, inherited lands, and feudal promises rather than on the clearly defined borders of a modern nation-state. As a result, the English king could be politically independent in one context and legally subordinate in another. The roots of this tension can be traced back to 1066, when William the Conqueror, Duke of Normandy, defeated Harold Godwin's son at the Battle of Hastings and became King of England. William did not abandon his duchy when he gained the English crown. Instead, he ruled a cross-channel political world that connected English wealth and resources with Norman lands in France. The kings who followed him inherited this complicated arrangement. Their French possessions were sometimes expanded, divided, lost, recovered, or contested, depending on marriage alliances, inheritance disputes, rebellions, and war. The situation became even more significant during the reign of Henry II of England, who came to the throne in 1154. Through inheritance and marriage, Henry controlled a vast collection of territory stretching from the Scottish border to the Pyrenees. His marriage to Eleanor of Aquitaine, one of the wealthiest and most politically important women of the Middle Ages, brought him the Duchy of Aquitaine, a large and prosperous region in southwestern France. Henry's domains included England, Normandy, Anjou, Maine, Touraine, and Aquitaine. Historians often refer to this collection of lands as the Angevin Empire, although it was not an empire in the modern sense. It was a patchwork of territories held together by inheritance, family ties, military power, and feudal relationships. The French kings of the Capetian dynasty viewed this situation with understandable concern. In theory, the King of France stood above the great lords of the kingdom. In practice, some of those lords controlled far more territory and resources than the king himself. The English monarch was particularly dangerous because he possessed the wealth of England in addition to his French lands. A king of England who also controlled large parts of France could become a powerful rival to the French crown. The Capetian monarchs therefore spent generations attempting to weaken the position of the English kings on the continent. A decisive turning point came during the reign of King John of England, the youngest son of Henry II. John inherited the throne in 1199, but his rule was marked by political mistakes, military failures, and bitter disputes with his nobles. His French rival, Philip II of France, known as Philip Augustus, took advantage of John's weakness. By 1204, Philip had conquered Normandy and several other English-controlled territories in France.